This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, it's been a while, obviously.
Sure.
But I've got to do it, right? I've got to get back in the tube with the big gun and swim down and put the... I'm putting the bubbles in the... in soda.
Yes.
I got to put the bubbles in the soda and I'm swimming through this big
tube. With the gun.
Mm-hmm. With the big gun, you know, because they're having these supply chain issues.
Yes.
Have you been hearing about these supply chain issues?
Yes. Yeah, so hard to find soda gun.
You can't. Bubble gun. Well, they're running out of soda that has bubbles. So they're saying, John, put the gun on, put the suit on, put the gun on. I'm just going down to swim in. I've got the gun. And I said, you know, and I turn to Bill Gates. And I say, hey, what does this button do? And he's all, no, 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 don't touch that. You know how he talks.
Yeah.
No, 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 don't touch that.
My invention.
No, don't touch it.
My device.
Now, Hayes, you've known me a long time. And Clark, you can actually answer this too. You know me for a while.
Real long.
Right.
If you tell me don't touch that button, what do you think I'm going to do?
I think you're going to respect my boundaries and not touch the button, probably, right?
Hayes, you know me a little longer than Clark. What's your guess of what I'm gonna do when you tell me don't touch that button?
I think you're gonna lick your hand and smear your hand all over the button.
So I was way
first,
off.
Yeah.
I kinda hover my hand over the button and I go, I'm not touching the button. Whoop.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoop. And he's sweating bullets. Hard to tell because he's in soda.
Yeah.
But from his face, he's got that sweat face, right?
Yeah.
And finally.
He's flushed. He's red.
Yeah, he's red.
He's red. Oh, he's beet red, man. So I lick my hand. I smear it over the button. And all the bubbles start coming out shaped like nude human beings. Nude human beings.
Full
I don't mean to
nude?
Be, I don't mean to be disrespectful in the way I describe this. I mean, we don't usually get racy on this show.
Like photorealistic nudity or like impressionistic?
This is a great question. Or like cartoon nudes or
like a cloud. Like the way a cloud looks like something.
Yeah, or like some parts are very, very, very realistic.
This is what I wanted to say. The graphics were extremely advanced on certain areas.
Wow.
Clearly more time had been spent on certain areas. The faces were big, cartoony sort of Family Guy faces. It all looked, or American Dad, if you will, you know, whatever that.
But definitely like a Seth MacFarlane show. Like it's
in that universe, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The way the Flintstones would have looked if we had ever gotten the Flintstones we deserved.
We'll get it. It'll come. The Seth
it's
Flintstones
still in the chamber.
Is coming. Any day now?
Have you gotten over that? Have you been thinking about that, Clark, when they announced that Seth MacFarlane was going to do a big Flintstones reboot?
And then, I haven't even heard of that. Is that real?
That was going to happen. That was around 2012. Am I right, Hayes?
Was he going to do animated or live action?
Animated. Mm-hmm. And you think about the way technology has advanced since the Flintstones were first on. So think about this. An iPad now, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that Bugs? Is that Bugs walking on a rock?
It's probably like something with a big eyeball, you know, and like a flat tail. Like there's a visual.
Hang on. What the fuck? Hang on. No, you're the guest. What the fuck are you talking about?
An iPad is something with a big eyeball and a flat
and
tail?
And a flat tail?
Yeah, they'd have an animal that represented the, you know, like the modern thing as an animal.
Oh, like you're FaceTiming on it.
No, I'm just talking about there'd be some creature that they called an iPad.
Okay, so you maybe haven't seen the original Flintstones.
It's not so much about
the Flintstones.
Okay.
There wasn't they wouldn't have like a creature, you know, named a dishwasher. What they had was like a woolly mammoth that like its trunk would be shooting the water out of the dishes, you know, like.
Yeah.
But they usually had like,
they have fun with
something
names.
Something that represented most modern technology.
Absolutely.
Was just like a little critter of some kind.
Yes, there's no doubt about
job.
It.
That's what I yes.
But they wouldn't go from...
It would resemble the job that the technology did.
Yes,
go ahead.
Exactly. Yes. They wouldn't go from the name...
Gotcha.
...to create the design of the character. They wouldn't say, okay, iPad, it should have a big eye and a pad.
Gotcha.
It's like a flat tail. They would go from the functionality.
Like if you were in like the... When did the original Flintstones era? The 70s or something?
I think it was way before that.
No, it was way before that. I mean, they're dinosaurs everywhere.
So at any point if you're in that writer's room and they said, what's going to be a TV? And then somebody said, like I said, is it a bunch of bugs? And you had said, I guess it's a guy drinking tea with a V-shaped tail.
With a flying V guitar.
That's hit the bricks, pal. You're looking for a new job because
I know we're only a couple minutes in. I'd like to formally apologize to everybody, you guys, the listeners.
For my Flintstones,
Seth MacFarlane,
for my Flintstones boo boo.
Yeah, for what now?
Your Flintstones boo boo.
For your boo boo, your Bam Bam boo boo.
Oh right, yeah. You know what? I did watch one of the live action Flintstones movies recently. And
Fever Rock Vegas.
I gotta say,
yeah.
You can say which one on this show. You can say which one.
They're really fun. I mean, I miss when they used to spend that much money on sets. You know, like you'll never see that again because the green screen stuff that'll never happen ever again. Them building all that shit.
No, they will never build. I mean.
They're not going to make rocks anymore.
No.
If anything,
it'd be like
just
the Mandalorian. It's a wall of, you know, LEDs or whatever.
I never again will they say unless they
get Duke to the Mandalorian. This ain't it, Chief. That's the pull quote from the episode. Clark Duke has something to say to Jon Favreau and the Mandalorian crew. This ain't it, Chief. Take a note from Viva Rock Vegas, a much more successful period piece.
Right, right.
Part of that was they had, even then, they were kind of getting away from that stuff, but they had Mark Addy as Fred Flintstone in that movie. They're not going to, you don't think they're going to like back up?
They're not
the going to
skimp on the sets.
Oh, are you talking about, there was a third one that was not John Goodman?
Yeah, that's Viva Rock Vegas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed that was the subtitle of the second one. Didn't
the
movie with John Goodman?
The movie you're referring to is called The Flintstones.
But didn't they? I thought they made a second one that had the original cast, no?
I don't think so. Viva Rock Vegas. Well, it's a prequel.
I just wish there was
someone
for us to look this up.
This is the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Kristen Johnson is Wilma Slaghoople.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Baldwin in the mix.
Stephen Baldwin inserted himself, yes.
Wow.
He came to play.
So, yeah, they're going to... What are you not going to... The set honors the cast.
Right.
Like, you need a set to honor...
You know, I'd
this
like...
Mark
it wouldn't
out there is
look right.
giving you every part of himself.
You put Mark Addy in front of, like, some cheap dime store set, and it rings false.
I feel like I got to issue a second apology to everybody, to the listeners, to you guys, to the
another
Flintstones
boo boo apology,
another Flintstones boo boo. Yeah,
I hope this isn't the whole podcast is going to be this.
Just me,
and it's almost made me wonder if we should talk about something other than the Flintstones. I'm not ready to yet.
Just me misremembering the Flintstones.
Well, what did we say? You know, you said, oh, I got this show. I want to promote it. And we said, I don't know, Clark. We're kind of backed up. We got a lot of guests coming up. You said, oh, I'd really like to. We said, okay, just do us a favor and kind of brush up on some of your Flintstones facts before you get in here. Right. And what happened? Exactly what we were afraid of.
Yeah. No, I'd take full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
In that movie, here's how you name something in the Flintstones universe.
Yeah, here's how you do it. And this was you've an got, SNL sketch once.
Just not letting this go.
You've got Alan Cumming. He's already on set playing the Great Gazoo.
Right?
This is in Viva Rock. But you also need someone to play like a live, like Vegas type performer. So who are you gonna parody? Of course, the classic, the Vegas staple, Mick Jagger, is the performer that you choose to parody in Viva Rock Vegas.
Okay.
Because if you're going to Vegas, especially at that time,
you're seeing the Stones.
Nine times out of ten, the Rolling Stones are going to be playing Caesars or something like that.
There's also that they have Stones in their name,
which
so,
is very Stone helpful when you're doing a Flintstones name.
That's very fertile territory, yes. Yeah. But you can't just call him Mick Jagger.
And you can't just call him Mick Jagger Stone, can you?
You cannot call him Mick Jagger Stone.
Could you call him Rock Jagged?
You split the difference and you call him Mick Jagged.
Okay. Okay.
Is that really
like
what they
a
call
jagged,
him?
Like a very jagged rock.
Mm-hmm. Mick that Jagged.
That is the name that they used, yes.
You know what Sharon Stone's name would be on the list?
Did they do that too?
That was an SNL sketch, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was an SNL sketch.
Well, that's Halle Berry's character's name in the first movie.
Is it?
Sharon Stone?
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, her name is Sharon Stone.
You know what Oliver Stone's name would be on the Simpsons? You know what they are on the Flintstones? You know what they call The Rock?
What?
Dwayne Jagged.
Clark. And to everyone, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up? This is the show.
Same, you remember, Clark, you were here.
That was the outro, right? We're done?
That, you remember exactly. So close. That used to be the outro. So that is now the beginning of the show.
Nope, it's up top now. Okay.
Yep, when we start recording.
I don't know. Whatever you think about,
keep going. Pretend I'm not here. Keep going.
Whatever you think about other stuff that he's done, there's a famous comedian who would say, you take your closer when you think you've got an hour, and you take your last 5 minutes, your closer, your best stuff. You move that up to the front.
Mm.
Now you got to beat that. What's your new closer?
Wow.
Now move that up to the second part.
Andrew Dice Clay, or who are you referring to?
Yeah,
it was Louis C. Clay. Which incidentally is his Flintstones name as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's how you develop your time. So we used to have this closer, this really strong closer, and now we put that at the beginning of the show. And now the rest of the show is even better.
Clark, you were last here 7 years ago to the week.
Is that right?
To the week.
To the week.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had sort of an in-house like historian, or just like someone who was kind of charged with like coming up with interesting little factoids? It's like the announcer for the baseball game is just like sitting there, and he has headphones on, but there's no voice in them, and he's just charged with coming up with all the statistics himself. He just has to know everything. There's nobody ready to give him a piece of paper. Would be nice, or at least we have confirmation that that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Great, that's really helpful.
That's a very interesting factoid that I think it just about knocked Clark's glasses off when he heard that fact. It was unbelievable to him, and just the way the universe works sometimes can be really funny. And ultimately, we're trying to make the show funny. So if you notice something like that, Kevin, or if you
again, I was way off. I really every kind of preconception I had about the show was way off.
Mm-mm. You thought the
it's
beginning
changed.
Was the ending.
It's changed a lot. Yeah. Since you were
no, I thought
year.
It was more yeah. of a dramatic thing now. Okay.
It's right. very different. It is very different. Because you gotta laugh.
Yes, and that's what I'm gonna say to you guys right now.
You gotta laugh. You have to say that stuff. And with this guy in the White House, Dino Old Trump.
What was I promoting 7 years ago? Do you know, or does anybody have?
We're just assuming you were here to promote something, and not to just
that you didn't
like,
just want to hang with the boys.
I've heard these guys think they can keep up with
me. Let
me
think.
Maybe
I can put it together. Actually, maybe I'll put it together for you.
I'm just curious.
You know what? Was it numero dos?
It could have been dos.
Probably
hot tub time machine.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Is that possible? Is that the right timing? Because I'm trying to think.
I think so, yeah.
It was a few months in advance. But
look, when I'll tell you, some things never change. More things change, more they stay the same. 7 years ago, I told my wife, we're having Clark Duke on the show. She wasn't even my wife yet.
Right.
Today, I said, she said, do you have a guest for the show today? I said, yeah, we have Clark Duke. She said the exact same thing both times. What do you think?
I want a divorce.
She said, that was not her response. That isn't an email that she sent me.
She's like, this is
immediately
divorce
after
court.
The
this
conversation.
Is real. I don't know why you keep talking about this guy. I don't know who that is.
She wants
is
that recorded.
Court.
I'll tell you exactly what she said both times. Same inflection both times. And she went, oh, I loved him on Greek.
Oh, yeah.
Then we continued having a conversation where she went, did you ever watch Greek? This is both times. I said, no, I haven't seen it. She said, oh, we should watch it. So
I'm going to save you some time. You should. You don't need to watch it.
I mean, it's a lot of episodes.
It's a lot, man. It was years.
Apparently it was on for 4 years.
Five. I think it was five.
Okay. She told me four and then found an article that said it's still the gold standard for college television shows. And I thought, wow, I don't know of another one. Saved by the Bell, the new class? Felicity?
I feel like, didn't they do a season of Buffy where they were in college?
Mm. That might be the gold standard for college.
I think that would be
shows.
That season might, of Buffy.
Right.
Standard.
Yeah.
The one Buffy season.
Yeah. I would say that I like that better than
well, anyway, I don't think you were promoting that.
I think it probably that could, yeah, it could have been Hot Tub too, which is, thematically is really fun because I've spent most of the day today with Mr. Christian Slater promoting this new show Inside Job, and he was also in Hot Tub
Mr.
too.
Mr. Roboto himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you were saying that you were watching this old the Flintstones movie and saying like, God, they really put their back into the sets back then. So they fucked you on the set on Hot Tub too.
So you can tell. Yeah.
We actually had to bring our own sets. That's how
my
cut
God.
The budget. Yeah.
Oh, that's part of what made it an inside job is the actors right. themselves were doing a lot of the jobs that the IATSE crew.
Right.
This I like. So, every 7 years, we should do this, Kevin. Write this down. Someone comes on the show to promote one thing, and then they come back, and they're like, oh, you thought that was good? That sucked.
Yeah.
That was garbage compared to this new thing that I have.
I think it could either be every 7 years or every time I do something with Christian Slater.
Oh.
It would have been nice in between if you had popped by to plug I'm Dying Up Here. If you had
did you
just
watch
stopped
I'm Dying
in.
Up Here? You know, I probably should have because nobody did watched it. It would have helped if a couple people had seen it.
I'm not dying. Nobody. Oh, then call me Mr. Nobody.
I
seen them all.
it was not a popular show. I liked it a lot, but nobody watched it. It got canceled.
Ask your questions, Sean.
No, you got Dying Up Here questions?
I know
now's
you
the
have.
Time.
He has a lot of questions.
Lay them out.
Are you really dead?
Yeah.
So you actually dude. Are dying up here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was the plan. Even if it had came back, I was gone.
Oof.
That was
well, then
the
I guess that's a
Ron.
Win for you, huh? Nobody wanted the show without you?
I mean, I think that's what happened. Yeah. No, that was my the plan from the get-go, because my guy was originally based on I can't remember his name now, but he was the guy that jumped off of the Riot House and landed in the parking lot of the Comedy Store and killed himself. This was a real guy. I mean, that's obviously not the way we do it in the show, but
Ron Shack?
Yeah, his name was not Ron Shack, but okay. Oh man.
Kevin looks up the character name and goes,
if you read it was based on a nonfiction book, and if you read that book, my character was sort of based on that guy. And that was always the idea, was that he was just going to be there for a season or two.
Mm-hmm. I guess, I had a couple other questions. You guys playing some pranks on set?
No.
Was it like a big family?
No, it was kind of awful. You ever hung out with a bunch of stand-ups? You ever just had a bunch of stand-ups sitting around? Like, no, it's like, it's just so draining. It's just like constant, like one-upsmanship. So I would say it was not like a family at all. No.
Okay. Ooh, so it wasn't like a family. Was it like a job?
Yeah, it was kind of like a
more
job
like work.
Okay, got it.
For a couple of years. Yeah. But they'd pay us to come in and act, and then we'd go home, and you do that, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
All right, interesting. All right,
yeah.
Can't picture it.
I know. It's not. We would shoot. They would build sets on a stage.
So this show, Inside Job, is this like a family?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh,
like,
awesome!
That's
great. That
awesome
rocks.
To hear. Yes. That okay. Rocks.
And
okay.
So, and yes. Christian is daddy. We know this.
What now? Oh,
Christian's
yeah.
Daddy.
Christian's daddy.
Yeah.
Christian's
yeah.
daddy.
Yeah. He actually does play, a father on the show. That's true. He's daddy.
And mommy is.
I'm Lizzie Kaplan.
Lizzie, mommy.
And then Lizzie's I'm, mommy. Maybe I'm, would I be a...
Baby.
Actually, maybe baby. Me and Lizzie maybe are like brother baby. And sister, and he's just daddy. I don't know.
He's
maybe
daddy.
There is no
just
mommy.
Daddy and...
Baby brother. And
baby brother.
That was the original title of the show, Just Daddy.
Big Sis. The show was called Daddy.
No, Just was, Daddy.
Just daddy, daddy in the house.
Yeah, originally. They changed it. I think in other countries,
the name's
it's still
daddy.
Called Just Daddy.
Just Daddy.
And like in it's a Padre Solo in you know some of the territories and you know some places it doesn't translate literally, so it's you know I don't know.
Wow,
they're all on. I'm sure they're all online if you want to Google it.
Wish we had someone who could reliably do that, but
I know
as you saw last Maybe, time, the result that he came up with was
Ron Shack. Such a bad guess.
Who's Ron Shack?
Why do you make the same face every time you say the guy's name? Say it again.
Clark's going, what was my character based on? He was based on this guy. Kevin finds the character.
Surely he's
name.
Based on, well, he's probably based on the guy whose name it was.
No, there's a real guy. Anyway. I'm glad did you like I'm Dying Up Here?
I enjoyed it.
Oh good.
You watched the whole thing.
That's
watched
great.
Every episode.
So you intentionally pay for Showtime?
At the time, what was going on for me with Showtime?
You just like a Ray Donovan nut?
I don't know if I'm a nut for enjoying Ray Donovan. I think the sanest thing that you can do is to tune in
a world
watch
gone
some
mad.
Sense of yeah. sanity
mm-hmm.
to know that you're actually in capable hands to have a fixer like Ray Donovan at your disposal, trying to hold it all together.
Right. I saw John Voight at Jerry's Deli. Speaking of, he was on Ray Donovan, right?
He was speaking. He was holding a rally, and you went.
He was actually just eating some soup, but I said, "Hey, there's
at that
John
age,
Voight.
That's a rally."
You know, Jerry's Deli went out of business. I'm really devastated.
It sure did
during COVID. Greenblatt's and Jerry's
also did. Yeah,
brutal.
True.
Brutal.
Clark, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
We
you could still
about,
get soup in this town 7 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a soup town back
no
then.
No more soup. We last time we talked about you having to have the conversation with John Cusack that he wasn't allowed to be in Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
And how it was my idea. Yep.
Yep. And how they made you tell him.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was my idea, so it was my responsibility to tell him. He's
what
still
was it?
Sore. You know,
he's mad still.
He's still sore
not
over
it.
Yeah.
But he must have seen the finished product and been like, yeah, I wasn't going to bring anything to this.
You know, all joking aside, the weirdest part about that is he actually did end up coming and filming something, and then they cut it out. This is the truth.
That's a nice favor. That's a very nice favor to John.
Unbelievable.
For the production to say, hey, let's just have him in here. Like, he'll just be happy. We would just like film.
He just wants to be around set. He doesn't care about being in a movie. He's been in a lot of movies.
We won't put it in the thing, but he'll get to come to set.
It was like one day he showed up in the wardrobe of another movie he was shooting, I think is just a fuck you or like an Easter egg. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then they ended up cutting it out. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe any of it happened. I couldn't believe that they only wanted him for the one day. I couldn't believe he did it for the one day. I'm not sure they paid him a fortune.
I couldn't believe that he showed up in
the wrong clothes.
What was the wardrobe? Frozen ground? I'm reaching for any recent Cusack movie.
I don't know, man. Frozen
this ground, guy's in his fucking frozen ground clothes.
Is he wearing?
That's unseasonably.
Is that his costume for Frozen Ground?
Holy shit!
You know, for the record, I was like super vocal from the jump that like he should be there. It's crazy to not have him be in the movie. Like I maintain it was a bad idea, and it was proven out. It was a bad idea, but. The whole thing was so stupid, man.
It seems like it really seems like that one day. God, what did they get that they couldn't put in the one day that they had it for? What
it
happened there?
It was like 2 hours. It was like a shot.
The shot didn't work with the story.
It must have like tested poorly or something. Who knows, man?
The movie's 93 minutes long.
Yeah. That's the magic number.
And that's with the 20 minutes of bloopers after the credits that they left in, right? Like,
even him fucking up that scene a bunch of times, they're like, we can't.
All the bloopers are just you guys being like, hey man, get your frozen ground shit off and get it to your hot tub time machine clothes.
They make the new Star Wars trilogy, and they bring Mark Hamill back to do all those sequences, and then they're like, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like that's basically what the new Star Wars.
We need to bring Harrison Ford back to like
they brought all the original people back just to like do nothing. I mean, I could just talk about how much I hate those new movies. They're so bizarre.
There's shows for that. There's shows for that.
There probably is. I was literally had this conversation with my brother earlier. Like, what happened to the guy, the like 10-foot tall guy that sat in the throne in the second one? By like the third one, he's just like, they literally explain it with like Oscar Isaac looking into camera and being like, somehow Emperor Palpatine has returned. And that's it. That's the entirety of the explanation.
Well, Supreme Leader Snoke was defeated.
This kid, you know. Between fucking Flintstones and Star Wars, it's like you don't have
what was
any
Snoke?
Of your
Explain
lore
what
current.
Snoke was. Explain
what was
he
Snoke?
Was.
Snoke was a 10-foot tall man who sat on a throne, was a supreme leader, and
he was a genetic
defeated.
Cast.
He was like a clone of
he was created by Emperor Palpatine.
A clone of what, though?
He was a genetic strand cast. He wasn't a clone. He was
these movies are like a year old, dude. It should not be this hard.
He was
hard
a little
to
bit
recall.
Of Emperor Palpatine's spoozum.
Basically,
why was he
10
feet tall, though?
Because you need him to be able to beat up guys.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You see how big
very
that chair
strong
was?
To be that big.
Yeah.
Maybe they just had the chair and they were like, we spent so much money on this chair. We got to like justify the size of this chair.
That was Andy Serkis, too. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know
that. Yes, director of Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. Andy Serkis was superior. You're like, he's not that
good
huge.
For him.
Yeah, that's how talented he is.
Yeah, he's unrecognizable. That's great.
Family Serkis.
Circus liquor.
Put it out there.
Circus of Books.
Emperor
of Books.
Pumping Cream. Just these are just leftover. Kevin, plug these in where they where they can
you,
go.
You could really put those in any episode, yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Clark, catch us up. It's been 7 years.
It's been 7 years. Mm-hmm.
If you had like told me back then that we were all still going to be kicking around out here, oh my God, what a blessing. It's all gravy at this point. None of us should be alive.
It's true.
The speed we live at.
You guys, I mean, you guys don't
I should
look
have my
they...
lips wrapped around a tailpipe.
You don't look a day over like 5.5 years older.
Yep. I should like be smoking wearing... a Jeep Grand Cherokee right now. Way I live my life, man. That's the only thing that makes sense. But here I am.
JGC Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm. 40 and some change. Can you believe it?
I quit smoking a few months ago.
Clark. Wow.
And how'd we do it?
The book? No, I just gritted my teeth and did it. It's fucking awful.
If you
just
grit them tight enough, you can't fit the
cigarette
thing in there.
Won't fit.
Mm-hmm. I could still get some smoke through it,
but the cigarette is on the outside. Did you just leave a cigarette in?
Daily. So there's actually
you have
there's
huge
a little,
holes.
There's plenty of air between the
You're
teeth.
You're flossing
I could get
too hard.
I could get the smoke.
There shouldn't
through
be
there.
That much space.
I could definitely smoke a cigarette through my gritted teeth. 100%.
Okay, well then start smoking again, Clark. I don't give a shit.
Maybe I will.
Good. I'm glad. I don't care. We're all borrowed time anyway. The way we live our lives, huh? Us young Hollywood so-and-sos.
You guys have been running pretty hard the last 7 years, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Going
yeah,
insane,
running real man. Hard and put away soaking.
I read that LA was having its driest year on record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got all the fucking juice. None left for the land. I'm shooting around, fucking sucking it all up, absorbing it, man.
Yep.
It's too bad. Sorry, wait, crops.
Wait, you're absorbing? I kind of lost the metaphor.
The juice, okay. Man. There's no juice left.
Let's talk about these 7 years for mm-hmm. me. Okay. I also got married.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Married again.
I don't know if you're joking or not. I don't.
Neither does he.
Then married the first one again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool.
That's how they can't get you. So they say like
it's like double jeopardy, like exactly. With Ashley Judd. Yeah.
You say, okay, I'm married to this person, whatever. You marry the other person. They're like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can only marry this person.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, I'll marry this person again.
They go, oh, wait, we just said you could marry that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you could only marry that person. So like now I guess you are married twice. So that's how you actually get them. But we talk about marriage and you talk about the 7 year itch, and it really is an itch to have Clark Duke on your podcast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So are you talking about polygamy?
No, no. Didn't I tell you? Okay. I went back and married that first person again.
Oh, so you got rid of the, okay. All right.
Nope. No, I didn't. But I invited all the police to that, to my remarrying. Again, the first wife, who I was already still married to.
Yep.
But that takes them off the scent. They forget. We had the stuff that we were like putting out there, mm-hmm. the food and stuff for this wedding, they completely forgot about.
Yeah.
The fact that I had married this other person and I'm still married to them. And now twice married to one woman, married again.
Good catering will cover a lot. I always say that on set.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's huge. But they don't do that. And it's all bring your own food for everyone else now.
BYOF.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the entire set and the crew. This is this IATSE shit. Let's talk about this, honestly.
Let's get into it, right?
I think it's all over already. I think it's all, nothing, this, there's no strike. But
I agree it's all over for this entire industry.
You wanted the crew to have like 4 to 5 hours a night off max, right? Like you didn't want the crew.
I'm just saying
forever.
It's a privilege to do this. Like kids, like, you know, for like little, yeah. like there are lots of little kids that would love to be doing this. Let's put it that way. And they don't want to go to sleep anyway.
No.
Yeah.
No kid
little kids,
wants
you
to go
can't
to bed.
Get them, you can't get them into bed. And what do they want to do instead of go to bed? Watch
Move
TV.
A C-stand. Mm-hmm.
So think about the magic, the privilege that you have to be involved in making TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go to bed instead? Seems a little backwards to me if you talk to any kids.
It's a perfect trade. You have all these kids saying, I don't want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these other...
Teamsters.
These Teamsters that are like, I want to go to bed right now. It's like, okay, right. Great.
Saying, I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch TV. Okay, we'll watch it from right here where it's being made. Hold this big pole with a speaker on the end of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then fucking like you are watching TV. And you can watch the same
mic. It's got a speaker on the end of it.
I'll tell you something else about kids. They'll watch the same thing over and over again. I mean, they'll watch the same video 30, 40 times. So you got a Clark Duke on set cracking everybody up. They got to get all the bloopers. Got to keep going back to one. That's okay. These kids don't mind where some of these teenagers are going like, Jesus Christ, can we get out of this fucking scene? We were only supposed to shoot 3 pages today. And, you know, I've been here since blah, 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 1 a.m.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. But anyway, sorry, you were dunking on me with the reverse boom mic thing or whatever, the speaker thing.
It's just a speaker on a microphone, on a pole. You got speaker the speaker on the pole.
Seems like you misspoke when you said speaker on a microphone. I wonder if anybody else misspoke but got a pass.
Freddie Prince?
I was trying to think, senior or junior?
Senior?
That's Ron Shack.
Freddie Prince Jr. was in the book I'm Dying Up Here, the nonfiction, I think. I think he was a...
Clark, I got a quote from you saying it's inspired by Freddie Prinze, so...
Your Ron Shack character, he's doubling all the way back. Was it based on Freddie Prinze?
I think it was. I think some of it was, yeah.
Still
he's
got it.
You dead to rights.
No, he's
been
he's right.
Furiously Googling this whole time.
But did he jump off the top of the Comedy Store?
He was not the guy that jumped, but...
So that's someone else. All right, back to the lab. Yeah.
But Kevin, you've had...
I'll see you guys in 20.
30 minutes, yeah. It's just so many people must have jumped off the top of the Comedy Store. It's like, what year was it?
It was Richard Lewis's best friend, and I cannot remember the guy's name, and I feel like such an asshole now.
Larry David.
Yeah, that's Larry.
No.
Just I guess they're frenemies.
They're
more frenemies.
Yeah, sure,
yeah.
They fight, but like they're friends.
You know,
I
also saw Richard Lewis at Jerry's Deli one day. I'm really tore up about Jerry's Deli closing.
Mm.
I feel like that's the most newsworthy thing in the last 7 years since I saw you guys.
What is it? What's our order there?
Three peas, chicken noodle please. Soup, okay. Beef brisket.
Chicken noodle soup, beef brisket.
Yeah, I get the dip. Chicken get the brisket dip. Soup. Beef it's all over though. They went out there, they closed.
So what happens if you go to that bowling alley now?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if it's open or not.
Right?
Yeah, oh, wait, we got a text here on the screen. Steve Lubetkin. Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Lubetkin?
Dave
yep. No, what?
Kevin didn't know how to pronounce it. Needed to hear someone say it first.
You texted Clark?
It just popped up in the chat. Is there another person here?
Yeah, Christy from Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I don't see it in the chat.
Yeah.
Was it a She's private exactly message?
Right. Oh, shit.
Oh, maybe it is. It's a direct message. Yeah.
Thanks for blowing up my spot.
Don't privately Clark. Message Clark.
Okay, everyone, your chat settings should be set to everyone.
You want the text to come across all the screens, like superimposed.
There are no secrets on Hollywood Handbook. Everything's out in the open.
Oh, wow.
You want to chat something to me, you chat it to Hayes. There's nothing you can chat in front of me that you can't chat in front of Hayes. We're that close.
Mm-hmm. What's your Simpsons Halloween name, Clark?
Oh, great. Good question.
Oh, I don't know. How do you do that one?
It's spooky.
You put something in a quote. It's like James Hell Brooks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, right, right, right. Like the credits on the thing.
Mm-hmm. Clark Book.
I was trying to think of stuff that rhymed with Duke. That was spooky.
Too late.
Dark.
Dark.
Dark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dark Book.
Dark Book.
Yeah.
Dark Book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're workshopping it, but yeah.
Mine is, I think we did this previously. I think mine was Graves Scabbenport.
Oh, that's
good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's mm-hmm. what it was. Yeah.
That's really good.
Kevin, I don't think you have one, do you?
I can't.
Kevin, you don't have one?
I mean, there's no way you would ever, like, get in the credits of that show.
Just so. Nothing rhymes with Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't do it for, like, the end credits. So, like, do they? I don't think they let them do a scary name.
I think they do. I think it's everybody. Think
everyone do. Gets a scary
yeah.
name. Now,
everyone
this
gets
is
a scary name.
This is this
IATSE stuff,
honestly.
Right?
This is why.
Is that what they were negotiating for to get two scary names this year?
Unbelievable. And they also want to go to bed. This is insane. let's actually talk about this. Let's be like, brave enough to talk about this.
You want to come up with the scariest name you can think of and then immediately go to bed. That's a recipe for nightmares. Let me guess who's going to have to let you crawl into bed with me in the middle of the night when you get so scared by the name you came up with and dreamed about. It's just not, it doesn't make sense. Little kids would never want to come up with a scary name right
Never,
before bed.
Never.
Mm.
I've been around some. They don't like that. What they'd like to hear before bed, actually, is that there's nothing scary happening.
That's true. That's actually what I like to hear right before bed.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why you're above the line.
That's right. Yeah.
That's maturity, man.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Scar Welt.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's pretty freaky.
Clark, I have a proposition for you. It's a slight change of
Coffin
subject.
Coffin Scar Welt.
Coffin Scar Welt.
Yeah.
Kev, you had a question. I'm sorry.
No, it was. I think it was actually not a question. I think it was a proposal. Is that what it was?
It was a proposition.
A proposition.
Okay. It's like a question, but more uncomfortable. Go ahead.
Have you seen these people on TikTok that are doing like cosplay of like characters in movies and TV shows?
Honestly, no. I don't have TikTok. I haven't really seen.
Don't have TikTok.
But no. But go ahead.
I fear someone might do that to you in your next big role. And do you need to get litigious, my friend?
Like, but you want me to get litigious before, like, preventatively? You want me to stop it before?
Maybe
we
start a TikTok to, like, give these cosplayers a heads up. No, no, no. You try to do that with me? I will end you.
Clark, don't play that shit. This is interesting. So this is a legally binding TikTok account.
So I'm starting the TikTok, and the TikTok is just a disclaimer warning other people.
Yeah.
Just a TikTok to basically say, hey, it's called Litigious Clark Duke.
Yeah.
It's just you saying, like, you will be prosecuted if you cosplay as Ron Shack or any of my other characters.
Well, you know how the kids love them dying up here. I mean, that's...
Yes.
Yeah, that immediately took off on TikTok.
The Zoomers, man.
The Zoomers couldn't get enough of that show set 50 years ago.
Yeah. All the Zoomers dressed up as Goldie.
Yep.
Forget it, man.
Yeah. The Santino Challenge.
Yeah, his name was Bill.
So you're a super fan. I mean,
yes,
you're in there.
Yes. He's the biggest fan of the show.
I'm the show's number one fan.
I think you actually might be, or number two, at least.
Yeah, that's why you say it.
Number two. Right behind Dave Flabot.
All right, now you're just Googling.
No, he's not.
I didn't Google shit,
he's
man.
Not.
Look at my hands.
your character
probably...
Ever...
Oh, go sorry, ahead. Go ahead.
No,
no I was going to say probably my name is like Strong Gremlins.
Does your character have a funny voice?
On Inside Job?
Yeah.
No, it's really just my voice. It's not a
so
it's
yes.
not me doing
so,
a
sounds pretty funny to me.
Yeah. So he sounds like a fucking clown. No, it's just kind of he's like a really really sweet, naive version of me, kind of.
What was the best note you got in the booth?
Louder, faster, once again.
Louder, faster, once again.
That's actually the best direction you really
that's for life.
As an actor.
That's for yeah, life, that's, man.
Yeah. If you're ever in doubt and you got to give somebody a note, just say, just try it. I liked it a lot. Try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it. Like, I like just to see what happens. That because we got that. Let's do one more and just try it like 30% faster. Let's just see what happens.
It's a great note.
You can't go wrong with that.
Louder, faster, once again.
My eyes flutter open every morning.
Yeah, louder, faster,
looking straight
once
ahead.
Again.
Louder, faster, once again.
Yeah.
Spring out of bed.
Hard cut. Louder, faster.
Fall into the hamper.
No, not a funny voice. It is a really funny show, though. We're 48 minutes in. We should probably mention it.
Yeah, so what's happening on the show?
The show is about, it's an office comedy about the people that
they already
work,
did that.
And you were in it.
I know. Yeah. It's an office workplace comedy about these people that work at like the shadow government, like the deep state that run. So basically, like the premise of the show is all the conspiracy theories are real and there is a deep state.
Oh shit!
And it's like,
yes,
a workplace
I had
comedy
an idea
about the
like
people
this.
That's too late. Well, I mean, unless you want to get litigious, it's too late. But
oh shit, I had an idea like this. Let's get that
get on
the record.
TikTok, baby.
I mean, if you had, did you register it with the WGA though?
You know, we don't always see eye to eye, the WGA and myself.
See, you're gonna have a problem. I don't know if you're gonna win that one.
I did register it with a separate. I registered it with Nabisco. Does that sound right?
No, I think you're thinking of IGA, the old grocery store chain.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of yeah.
Okay, the IGA, the grocery store, yeah. So right. Yeah, I registered it on there. I just sort of found they had a little trademark signature and I just sort of wrote down my idea next to that on one of the shelves. On like a cereal box. So I think I can probably dig that. I can find that. And then you're gonna be.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
You're gonna be forking over some of that sweet cash that Netflix gave you. And I want to hear more about the show.
Mm-hmm.
But when you describe it this time, could you give me three in a row and just try something new on every? Just kind of put us in the voice booth with you,
right? So, it's an office workplace comedy set in the deep state, the shadow government. So it's an office workplace comedy set in the deep state, the shadow government. So it's an office workplace comedy set in the deep state, the shadow government.
Really
any
good.
Of those do anything?
And do it fast. Yeah.
Well, is there one you like? I mean, give me something like which one? Like, I don't want to just do all of them again.
Split
which one?
The difference between two and three.
Okay. So it's an office workplace comedy set in the deep state and the shadow government.
Oh.
That was the perfect mathematical center between
yeah
those two reads.
I don't know. I mean, if you guys are happy, I'm happy. I don't have anything else. Any other ones?
Yeah, no, I think we're good. We'll probably have you come back okay. And do it for real next time.
We might not use office and workplace. I just want you to know, like when you like, we might like okay. Choose. We might choose between. We wanted to write that in the script so we could get both, but we're just gonna like lay those together and probably just say one because like office workplace is like. Those are kind of the same thing.
All right.
Workplace well, comedy.
We
got to
do the
comedy.
ADR anyway, so that's fine.
Kevin, is this the first person from The Office that we've had on the show for you to thank personally for your relationship? Because Kevin had a Tinder bio for a long time that just said The Office in it.
That was all it said?
Mm-hmm. The whole bio was just The Office.
What were people supposed to gather from that? I don't understand.
That it was, you know... They were down the clown.
Fucking owns. Yeah. Yeah.
Just that.
That Kevin's down.
Kevin's down, yeah.
Yeah.
The Office.
The Office.
But it was, did you want, were you looking for someone that liked The Office or you just wanted them to know that you liked The Office?
Ideally both, right, Kev?
Yeah. Ideally both, okay.
Clark, I think you overthought this a little more than they were.
Yeah.
They felt it. All of those swipe righties.
Yeah. It you know, it's a very popular show. I mean, I bet it probably worked. It probably went really well.
So, to Sean's point, and Hayes' point, I have to say thank you for your service because, you know, I would be the man I am today without you, so.
Wait, I wonder if that's what I was here 7 years ago. That would have been about the right time, right?
The Office?
I don't know. It didn't, I don't
the
know.
The Office? You think you were promoting The Office on Hollywood Handbook?
Yeah, they were trying to get the word out, right?
Yeah, Clark, if you wouldn't mind, so it's season 26.
You're the 48th lead in the show. We got to get you out in front of people.
Yeah, we just we got to get some eyes on this thing. Can you go on the worst podcast being made?
Is this the show, Kevin? When will the show have premiered?
This episode premieres November 2nd.
Okay, so the show will have been out
yes.
9 or 11 days at that point. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
That's our sweet spot. this
in
is
Netflix,
when...
in Netflix time, that's like 7 years.
Yeah, that's our
gonna
initial
the bump. That's going to be your second cycle then.
Look out, Squid Game.
You'll be in, so you'll be in the meeting on day 11, and they'll be like, "Hey guys, this the numbers are not really doing it," and then you're like, "Check your phone."
And then this printer just starts printing out sheets and sheets of paper, and they're like, "Hold on," and it's just that one long sheet with the dots, you know, on the sides, and they're like,
"Squid Game, this is what everyone's talking about.
It's crazy. It's a phenomenon."
The whole time I was reading it as Squidgemy. But hearing you say Squid Game, I'm putting a bunch of stuff together. I'm now getting SNL sketches.
Right.
I'm realizing what was being pushed to me on my homepage.
Squidgemy.
I think what happened is somebody wrote it down for me to tell me to watch it, but they put the two words too close together.
They didn't use the space bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
No space bar. It was probably Kevin, honestly.
Guilty.
It was another Ron Shack type situation where he just didn't do that one last step.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the NFL. The boys talk to Matt Apodaca about replacing me on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.